Hey.
Hi, is this Alba?
It is.
I'm calling you in regards to Diane and Laura. I just want to see if you have time to call into the independent enrollment broker to check on the case.
Ready when you are. I don't know what you need from me.
Okay, it's just you sound a little far away from the phone. I just can't hear you that well.
All right, just give me a minute. I'm cooking.
Okay, I'm going to try and get them on the line, okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, do you have all their details? Because I don't have any paperwork on me. I'm downstairs.
I have, I think, what I need. You're just going to need to provide address, birth date of birth, and things like that. They don't need anything else.
Okay.
1 second, please. All right, so let me try to get them connected. Hold tight.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Carlette. May I ask who's speaking with
you? You have on the line Alba and Shira.
Alba.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And
I'm okay. Alba Quinn, but I'm inquiring for my mother and my sister.
Okay. So they have applications with us?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then the other person on the line?
My name is Shira W. We're just calling in to see if they had their assessment with Erie on Aging and if the PPP form was received. Okay?
Okay, so where are you calling from, Shira?
Family First Agency.
Okay, thank you. And your telephone number?
It's going to be, let me see here. It's 267-551-7419.
Okay. Okay. Give me a minute. Okay. And so, Alba, you're the authorized representative?
For Laura Ortiz and Diana.
Okay. And can you provide me with your telephone number?
727-359-6581.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'll be right back. Okay. Okay. And they're under the same case? Same household?
No. Different cases. Let's start with Laura Ortiz.
Okay, give me a minute. Be right with you. Okay, and to protect her privacy, I do have to just verify that I am speaking with a correct individual, so I'm going to need to obtain some personal information, and please note that we will not speak with anyone regarding her application without her written or verbal permission. Okay, give me a minute. Do you mind, can you provide me with either her date of birth or her social security number?
It's 5-5-1943.
5-5-43, give me a minute. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that information. Can you provide me with the telephone number we will have on file for her?
727-359-6581. That's my phone. I'm authorized to speak for her. It should be on your record.
Okay. And can you also provide me with, confirm her address?
Sure, 3044 North Sydenham Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19132.
Okay, and you also reside at the same address?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and let's see, give me a minute, I'll be right with you.
Not a problem.
Let's see. All right, so let me check it, see how I can do that. All righty, so let's see what we have here. All right, so according to our records, I show that the application is actually in Maximus approved. So we did receive the physician certification form and the functional eligibility determination was completed.
So the area and aging assessment was completed, you're saying?
That is correct. That's the functional eligibility determination.
This is for Diana, right?
No, for Laura.
For Laura,
this
okay.
This is for Laura.
So when did that happen? When was that assessment?
What was which assessment? The Fayette?
The
functional
area,
eligibility
the area and aging. The area and aging assessment. When
okay.
was that?
It was completed on, let's see, October 10th.
October 10th, okay. Okay, is the case closed right now or is it still active?
It's in Maximus approved, so it's in the county assistance office.
Got you. Okay.
Awaiting financial determination.
Okay. All righty. Now for
okay,
Diana.
Okay, give me a minute. I have to make, give me a, let me make a note on her case. I'll be
sure.
right with you.
Sure. Thank Take
you.
Your time.
Alba, do you know if a letter was received from the county assistance office? Were they requesting any additional documents from her? Or you don't
No, know? I had spoken to a lady earlier, and she had mm-hmm. told me that they had sent it sometime in November, but I haven't
okay.
seen anything like that. But she did tell me it was waiting for financial information, so I'm gathering the
mm-hmm.
documents. Because she said I had 60 days to do that before I will have to
mm-hmm.
reapply. So I still have time
right.
to process the document.
That's correct. Yep, that's right. Okay. All righty, so give me a minute. Let me just want to make sure. All righty, and then let me... Note on this one, and I'll be ready for the other one. Okay. Make sure I have that in there. All righty. And what's, okay. And the other applicant's name is Diane, was it? Diana?
Diana, D-I-A-N-A.
Okay.
Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z.
Oh, Ortiz, okay. All All right. And can you provide me with either her date of birth or Social Security number?
It's
326-1960. All right, and let's see. Okay, and then her, will we have your telephone number listed for her as well?
I think she put hers in, but she's in a hospital right now, so I don't know if she would be answering it. So I think they call me every time they need something. So it should be both mine and hers.
Okay, so what is hers? Because we have you listed as an authorized representative, but her number is also on there as well.
Okay, her number is 727-359-6884, and she's residing at 3044 North Side in Hempstead. So she lives just at the same address I'm at.
Oh, same address. Okay. All right, give me a minute. All righty, so let's see where she is. I'll be right with you. In the process. Okay, so hers is the same. It's Maximus approved. Her assessment was completed on October the 16th. And let's see. So hers is the same. It's in Maximus approved status. So we're waiting to for the county assistance office to make the financial determination.
Okay, did they send any paperwork out for her as well?
At this time, they should have. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you.
Mm-hmm. Shira, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. So, again, okay. Just a recap on what's going on with Diana.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Her assessment was done October 16th.
Okay.
And it was approved by Maximus.
Right.
Okay, so she's they're all waiting for financial information.
Right. Sure, you sound sick. Had a cold or allergies?
I think she's tired.
Here? She's tired. Okay.
Hello?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, a letter. Yeah.
Are you guys talking?
We were talking about, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you. All good.
Okay. So, a letter was sent out. It is dated November 19th.
It's amazing because all these letters supposed to have been here already, and I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see, November 19th. So, yeah, you should have received it by now, or should have been received. So we're not able, we can't send out the letter from the county assistance office. So if you want, if you're going to need them to send out the letter again, you're going to have to contact them to send it out again, to request that it
okay.
be sent out again. But I can give you the information that is listed on there.
Okay. I believe they gave me something this morning for my mother, so I don't know if it's the same for my sister.
Okay. Let me look and see. Give me a minute. I'll be right with you. What was the, do you know, oh, yeah, hers was, when was your mom sent out?
I'm not sure.
You're not
the
sure.
Date.
Okay. All righty, so give me a minute. It's probably the same thing there. I know I saw bank statements. Let me look and see. Okay, so they're asking for all requested resource verification. So that would be including bank statements for any account with her name on it. They want the months of January and June for the year of 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Oh. Sorry.
So just those two. Yeah, those two statements. January and June for 2020, 2021, and 2022. And then they're also asking for all the bank statements from September of 2023 to present.
Okay.
And then they're asking for a written explanation. Okay, go ahead.
January to June 21, 22, and 23, September.
So January and June. So the 2 months, January and June.
Okay, nothing in between. Just January and June, 21, 22, and 23.
It's
September.
It's, no, it's 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Oh, not 23. Okay.
So September of 2023, they want all the statements to present.
All the statements. Wow, they want a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then they wanted a written explanation. Okay, go ahead.
On the expenditures?
Correct. A written explanation of transactions of $500 or more into or out of the account. And if she has them, they will ask him for receipts.
Highly doubted about receipts. We just moved,
okay.
So it's a long process of throwing things that we didn't need. So we didn't need, I didn't even think we needed receipts for anything. But,
yeah.
So my
just
mom,
a request
I
or just have it on the bank statements.
Yeah, it's crazy. Whatever. I try the best that I can. I have 3 sick people at home.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. Is that all you needed, Shira?
Yes. Now that we have a clear idea of what's going on, we'll continue to assist you. Thank you so much, Maximus. I think we're going to call it a day for now. If we need anything else, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Call back. Okay. You're welcome.
Thank
and did
you
all want to participate in our survey? Oh, you're welcome.
Not right now, but thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you both for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline, and you both enjoy the rest of your day today.
Thank
and
you.
And Shira, I hope you feel better.
Okay. I'm good.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.